This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. As a business owner, you take on a lot of roles. Marketer, bookkeeper, CEO. But when it comes to small business insurance, Progressive has you covered. They offer discounts on commercial auto insurance, customizable coverages that can grow with your business, and reliable protection for whatever comes your way. Count on Progressive to handle your insurance while you do, well, everything else. Quote today in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, coverage provided in service by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day. I'm Jane Pauley, and this is Sunday Morning. You don't need us to tell you these are complicated times, seemingly growing more complicated by the day. One possible reason: the technology surrounding us, new, improved, from smartphones to self-driving cars. Even when it comes to basic home appliances, we're increasingly confronted with more features and options than we know what to do with. So whatever happened to simplicity? The answer, David Pogue tells us, is, well, it's complicated.
From the dawn of technology, our machines have evolved according to one rule: keep adding features.
Most of these things are too complicated. Most people don't use all the capabilities, even in their own kitchen.
But now, a breakthrough.
A lot of that complexity, all that's going to go away because AI is going to enable us to just ask for what we want.
Can new technologies simplify our old ones? Coming up on Sunday Morning.
For some 2 decades, he's been dishing out real talk on his HBO show, Real Time with Bill Maher, where he takes on the right, criticizes the left, and generates laughs along the way. This morning, he's in conversation with Robert Costa.
Thank you, Real Timers.
When Real Time hits the air each Friday night,
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Bill Maher is both host and provocateur.
He hasn't conceded the 2020 election yet.
Take it from me, you've got to bring your A game.
A lot of people don't want to get in the arena and get bloodied up.
If you say or support something goofy, I'm going to call you out.
Ahead on Sunday Morning, Getting Real with Bill Maher.
Her distinctive voice made Amy Winehouse a star. but addiction ultimately led to her death at age 27. Her brief but legendary life is now the subject of a new movie. Seth Doan has a preview.
I was very blown away by that sort of rawness of that talent and energy around her. I don't know, that's what drew me to it.
Seeing Amy Winehouse on stage and then trying to recreate that connection for audiences on film. How different is your singing voice from Amy's?
That sound I knew was going to be a challenge to try and replicate.
Taking on the role and life of Amy Winehouse later. This Sunday morning.
Black. Luke Burbank visits the set of the hit show Young Sheldon, now ending a 7-season run. Tracy Smith is on Broadway with actor Sarah Paulson. A story from Steve Hartman and more. It's Sunday morning, May 12th, 2024. And we'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sir Isaac Newton wrote, "Truth is ever to be found in simplicity." Well, if Sir Isaac were around today and tried to use a laptop or drive a car or even turn on the stove, let's just say simple, they are not. David Pogue searches for simplicity in a complicated world.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more complicated. Our phones have over 1,000 settings. Shower heads come with apps. Cars have touch screens. Ovens have touch screens.
There's no doubt that featureitis is real. And again, most of these things are too complicated.
Design consultant Jacob Nielsen says that part of the problem is bad design.
Simplicity is actually difficult to achieve. It takes a good amount of time and talent, I should say, as well.
And part of the problem is us. As consumers, we tend to buy the gizmos with the most features.
If I give you the choice between this toothbrush can do two things and this one can do five things, you may think the five-feature toothbrush is a better toothbrush.
I think we've identified the nub of the entire problem because manufacturers know that we will always pick the one with more features. So that's their incentive to keep piling them on.
Yeah, they have the incentive to do more of that.
But if you think today's products are hard to learn, try designing them.
Do you happen to know in total how many commands there are in Microsoft Word?
I can tell you, having redesigned all of the icons for all of commanding in all of Office, that the collection of all of Office is thousands and thousands, tens of thousands.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
John Friedman is Microsoft's chief of design.
And yet, what would happen if you, in a new version, were attempt to take away something that didn't get much use?
Some set of people would feel like we removed something very important for them. This is the conundrum we have to deal with. How do we take the power of what can be added to products as technology gets better and make it really simple for people?
Over the years, Microsoft has tried many times to strike that balance. When people complained that Microsoft Word was too complex, Microsoft offered a simpler, streamlined word processor called Write. It bombed.
It was one size fits all, and that's really hard. Simplicity can only come when it's truly adapted to each individual's definition of what is simple for them.
Then there was Clippy the cartoon paperclip.
Clippy would proactively come forward in something like Word and say, it looks like you're trying to write a resume, and help you with the tools that you would need to do something like write a resume.
Clippy flopped too.
I think it was before its time.
Achieving simplicity is even harder when you're designing cars, because your customers are supposed to keep their eyes on the road.
Everything is getting more complex. And now you can imagine what it means in a vehicle environment where you have to drive. In addition, you get all kinds of information.
Frank Weber is the head of vehicle development for BMW in Munich, another company that has experimented with designs for simplicity.
The BMW iDrive system.
In the early 2000s, it introduced a turning, tilting, clicking knob for navigating menus called iDrive. It was not a hit.
Perhaps you own a BMW, and it's making you feel a bit like...
And we were heavily criticized. Heavily criticized, though it was not that everybody loved it from the beginning, because their experience was different than they had with their other vehicles. You have to be very careful not to overwhelm people when you go from one generation to another generation.
But now, are you ready for some good news? These companies say that thanks to new breakthrough technologies, they're on the verge of curing featureitis once and for all.
Drive me to Berlin.
In BMW's 2025 cars, it will be voice control.
What are some of the things that you will be able to do by voice that used to require going through menus?
Many, many of the things. Whether you ask for service, whether you want to change the interior color of your vehicle. I think if you want to go to a sport mode, typical things where you have to go deep into your menu structure, people will never do this again.
The new cars can also show key information beneath the entire windshield, so you don't have to look down. And unlike some car companies, BMW promises not to eliminate physical knobs for radio and climate.
So it sounds like you're saying the answer is not voice. The answer is not touchscreens. The answer is not physical buttons. It sounds like your approach is to divide up the driving tasks to each control that's best suited to it.
Yeah, optimizing that setup is, I think, the art of controlling a vehicle.
Meanwhile, Microsoft says that it too is about to crack the complexity conundrum.
We're at the dawn of the next wave of computing, probably the most impactful thing you and I'll ever get to see in our lifetimes.
According to Chief Marketing Officer Yusuf Mehdi, the solution is artificial intelligence.
A lot of that complexity of files and menus and buttons, all that's going to go away because AI is going to enable us to just ask for what we want.
This feature, called Copilot, is a new app for smartphones and computers.
So for example, I can say, hey, turn my PC to dark mode. Let's see, just like that, I'm in dark mode.
So I could put this into focus mode, do not disturb, without knowing where it is in the settings.
100%, just plain English.
Could I say, pull up that email to my mom?
Yes, you can absolutely do that. You'll be able to say, show me all the emails from my mom last week.
Mm-hmm. Of course, not everyone will be happy.
And people don't like change, do they?
No, people do not like change. That's for sure.
So, will voice control and AI help with the complexity problem? We'll soon find out. In the meantime, if you feel intimidated by complexity, design consultant Jacob Nielsen has two pieces of parting advice. First, no need to feel like a techno loser.
It's not your fault. It's the designer's fault for making it complicated. Because it doesn't have to be complicated.
And second,
don't be seduced by this promise of a toothbrush that can do 20 things when you only need it to do one thing. Go for simplicity, buy simplicity, and then your life will be happy.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Ray-Ban, Dermstore, and Vrbo. Prep for summer and save on sunglasses, sun protection, vacation rentals, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cashback events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers, get it.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm starting my own religion.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm calling it Mathology. It's based on a universal binary system.
That's terrific, Sheldon, but this is a Baptist Sunday school.
I know. I'm here to convert everybody.
History is repeating itself. Young Sheldon, the hit series spawned by the popular sitcom The Big Bang Theory, is now itself coming to an end. Here's Luke Burbank on Happy Endings.
Missy, don't you throw something at the dinner table.
When you've got yourself a bona fide TV hit, like CBS does with Young Sheldon, you don't typically end the show at the height of its popularity.
While Dad's gone, I'm the man of the house, and the man of the house has to enforce the rules.
The man of the house is about to get his teeth knocked out.
Puberty's made you mean.
But then again, there's nothing typical about the Cooper family, or their brilliant, sometimes misunderstood son, Sheldon.
There's the cafeteria, if you like tuna salad with hair in it. Over there's the quad. It's a nice place to relax, if you like getting hit in the head with frisbees.
And for a show that's brought a lot of laughs over the years, there sure were a lot of tears backstage last week.
You and I were texting, and you said something about, like, you were crying your eyes out.
Yes.
Edit, did you mean that? Like figuratively, or have
no,
you actually been
literally.
Have you been crying?
Literally crying.
When we caught up with executive producers Steve Malaro and Steve Holland,
that's better.
Yeah.
All right.
They were editing the final frames of a show whose success has surprised even them.
Did you think, oh, this is going to be another huge hit?
Never. No. We would never dare to assume we know what we're doing at that level.
That boy has an exposed tattoo.
He does.
I wonder if he knows that's in violation of the dress code.
And I think even when you guys wrote the pilot, there was a lot of, like, to do what Jim Parsons does on Big Bang Theory is a one in a million shot, because there's so many ways that character could come off grating or irritating, but there's such a sweetness to Jim that, like, it sort of breaks through that. And you're like, well, is it possible that there's a kid who's 8 who can do that?
This is the Ian they found.
Let me give you a little background.
Ian Armitage, from his audition tape, recorded over Christmas break at his grandparents' house on a cell phone.
This is my Harry Potter magic wand. I got it.
We first met Ian when our Tracy Smith interviewed him back in 2017.
What do you think you're going to be doing in 20, 30 years?
I hopefully I'm doing magic tricks in Las Vegas.
I have to really constantly remind myself that if I'm ever sad about this ending, I can only be sad because it's been so incredible and so wonderful.
In fact, Armitage has pulled off a sort of magic trick.
Can we go in and take a look at where the magic has been happening
all
these years?
Please follow me.
All right.
Helping carry a network TV hit.
Hello, I'm Sheldon Cooper.
And becoming famous, all while staying surprisingly, disarmingly even, pleasant to be around.
It is funny. I think of this as my house.
Yeah.
The set might feel like home, but Armitage says he's never quite gotten used to being a TV star.
When I go home and when I see, you know, Thursday night at 8, you know, Young Sheldon, and I see commercials for it, it feels really weird. But I think aside from just delivering the lines, I think it's trying to stay true to Jim Parsons and his incredible Sheldon while kind of making it my own to a degree.
Speaking of Jim Parsons, he's, of course, where the character of Sheldon Cooper started, on The Big Bang Theory.
It all started with The Big Bang. Hey!
Parsons says there's a certain irony to the fact that many Sheldon fans are unaware there ever was a show called The Big Bang Theory.
Almost all of my friends who have children always tell me Young Sheldon's on all the time in our house. And so it's playing to an entirely different, a demographic that wasn't born when we started our show and whatever, a demographic that frequently doesn't know what you're talking about when you say Big Bang Theory, but they watch Young Sheldon. Hmm. And that's been great.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Where are you going?
Library.
Which brings us back to where we started. Why are the show's creators ending things, considering how popular it is? Well, for one, the timeline. Young Sheldon is starting to collide with plot points from The Big Bang Theory, which gets complicated.
Hello, Mr. Jennings. Mr. Cooper here.
But also, maybe because as executive producer Steve Molaro sees it, the character of Sheldon Cooper has accomplished his mission, which it turns out is actually a pretty important one.
Some of my favorite moments are when a mom will come up with her son after a panel and say, "My son's a lot like Sheldon," and I know what she means. He's having a tough time, he's different, and thank you for making kids like him more accepted. And the fact that we could even move maybe the needle a little bit on that in the world is a reason to do this whole show.
Sarah Paulson already won an Emmy and a Golden Globe. Now she's Tony nominated for a performance on Broadway, The Place Where It All Began. She's talking with our Tracy Smith.
What in God's name is happening down there? Reese? Who the hell are you?
Tony.
If you happen into New York's Belasco Theater in the next few weeks.
What in the actual is going on? What are you doing here?
You might be on familiar ground. A family reunion at full volume.
Rachel? Tony, what the hell was that?
How long was I supposed to sit here and let her insult me and my daddy, our daddy, you piece of
what?
The play is Brandon Jacobs Jenkins' Tony-nominated Appropriate, and the human volcano on stage is Sarah Paulson.
Because guess what? If there is a sick person in this family, it's you.
Can you sum up what Appropriate is about?
I thought you were about to ask me if I could sing, and I was like,
can you sing?
Tracy,
I know you can sing.
No, I cannot sing.
Yes, you can. A little bit?
Just kidding. Appropriate is essentially a family drama-com.
My father is dead. Our father is dead. The only man we all shared is dead.
And it's pretty heavy on the drama. The play's about siblings coming together after their father dies. Secrets get revealed. Feelings get hurt, and very little is left unsaid. As the older sister, Tony, Paulson is in her element.
You know our father wasn't guilty of one thing that witch just accused him of.
Creating a character who's both powerful and vulnerable, if a bit unlikable.
So do you not have that need to be liked?
As a person, I'm like, please like me. Please. I'm begging you. I'm like a puppy dog that way. I mean, of course I want to be liked. But as an actor, I feel like I don't think about it at all.
And she still can't believe it's her name above it all on the marquee. She says seeing it for the first time was a shock.
And I did cry because I thought, this is something I never could have imagined. I mean, my mother spent a lot of time taking me to the theater when I was younger because she was a good mom who knew that it was really a passion of mine.
Her mom, Catherine Gordon, understood it all. She wanted to write, and when she and Sarah's dad divorced, she moved her two daughters from Florida to New York City in search of a dream. And in what turned out to be the omen of a lifetime, she found work as a waitress at the legendary Sardi's restaurant on 44th Street, the very epicenter of Broadway. Sarah wound up at LaGuardia High School for the Performing Arts.
What memories are coming back?
Do you hear that?
That's cool.
Where she did her best to stand out.
We had kids whose names were like Lene and Romy and Suna and Soren, and I was like, My name is Sarah, and so I'm going to change it. And I had everyone call me Sarah.
Are you serious?
I'm deadly serious.
And after graduating in 93, she was really serious about finding work. She skipped college and went to Broadway. And before long, she went from on stage to on screen, playing everything from a sketch comic opposite the late Matthew Perry.
Or we could just end it now, the fight.
That'd be fine, too.
First of all, could you stop telling people we broke up because of the national anthem? It makes me sound like an idiot.
To an especially cruel slave owner.
Same as the rest. Master brought you here to work, that's all.
And then she really got busy. In the series American Crime Story, she was unforgettable as prosecutor Marcia Clark in The People vs. O.J. Simpson.
I'm not a public personality. This isn't what I do. I don't know how to do this.
That role launched her to the next level, but she still has yet to watch it or anything she's done since.
So you didn't watch it?
I've never watched The People vs. O.J., no. Sterling K. Brown is always like, Mama, you might want to check it out. I'm like, maybe I do, but he's like, it's pretty good.
But you think you'll pick it apart?
I know I will pick it apart.
Paulson's just as clear-eyed about her personal life. She and actor Holland Taylor, who's three decades her senior, have been together since 2015, though at the moment they're working on opposite sides of the country.
When do you get to see Holland?
Well, Holland and I live separately.
Why?
I think, you know, I don't know if you know this, but Holland is a good bit older than I am. And she lived a lot of her life on her own. And I lived a lot of my life on my own. And I think we both sort of arrived at this relationship sort of recognizing that we both wanted to maintain some of that. And we were both sort of adult enough, I think, to say, I don't want to give this up, and I don't want to give this up, so let's be together, but let's also be separate, which is lovely, I have to say.
At the same time, do you miss her?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. We get along great on the FaceTime.
Oh, my God.
And some things happen only in New York, like this.
Wow.
Last week, Sarah Paulson had her portrait...
I've ever looked better, quite honestly.
Added to the caricatures of immortals that have adorned
Thank
the walls
so
of Sardi's
much.
For generations.
I love it. It's going to be my new headshot, if that's okay.
The very place where her mom once worked. The man with the picture is Sardi's owner, Max Klimovicius, who hired Sarah's mom back in the day.
You're also honoring my mother for being brave enough to move to Manhattan at 27 years old to follow her personal dream and to thereby give me a giant springboard towards my own.
It's hard to describe the feeling in the room, but you can see it all in the face of a former Sardi's employee.
How proud are you, Mama?
Oh, I've been proud of Sarah since the day she was born.
It feels happy, and it's going to make me cry, so let's not go any further with that.
Not only is Sarah Paulson now a Sardi's laureate, she's been nominated for a Tony for her role in Appropriate.
All this life you live, what's it for if no one's there to tell you about it?
Sarah's a fabulous actress, and I know that, and I think she's going to win.
Mom!
I do!
Oh, my God.
I do! I do, Mom. I do.
Mom.
I think she's going to win.
Mom.
All those seeds that were planted in her early days in New York, now in full bloom.
Pinch me is what I feel. Pinch me, and just if this is a dream, I don't want to wake up. I mean, we all have dreams as children, right? And some of us get to experience them. And I feel like I'm getting to experience it, and it's really special.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura, and now it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's the unmistakable Amy Winehouse, the talented but troubled British singer who tragically died in 2011. Her story is told in a new movie coming to theaters this week. Seth Doan tells us all about it.
They try to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
Trying to capture a life in film, never mind one as complex as that of Amy Winehouse, can be a challenge.
I write songs because I don't know what I'd do if I didn't. I've got to make something good out of something bad.
When it comes to biographical films, critics often fire from both sides, calling them exploitative or sanitized. It's not for the faint-hearted director.
Did you know that you were making a controversial movie?
There's something about tackling difficult subjects where I just think, come on, let's go.
Sam Taylor Johnson's film, Back to Black, a drama about the life and music of the British singer Amy Winehouse, was generating interest well before its U.S. release this week.
While you were shooting, the pictures were coming out, and there were fierce reactions.
Yeah, and it was difficult in the early days, not because I read anything, because I try not to read anything.
But you must have been aware when people were saying this is revolting.
No, I wasn't actually. Thanks for letting me know. I make sure everyone on set tells me nothing, because I can't make the movie I want to make if I start hearing people's dissenting voices or opinions.
Back to Black focuses on the making of the album by that name. It chronicles an intensely creative and complicated period for the multi-platinum selling artist, who'd wind up producing only two albums before she died from alcohol poisoning at just 27. Winehouse's brash charisma, that voice, and her distinct musical style made her a star. She won 5 Grammys for the album Back to Black.
To my mom and dad.
But along with her success, the singer's struggles were well publicized, including her battle with alcohol and drugs.
Come, please.
And the tumultuous relationship with her husband, Blake Fielder Civil.
There has been so much written and said about her. Yeah. Was there something that you wanted to get across that you didn't feel the public knew?
I mean, I guess what I wanted to do was to kind of create the whole person. And so much of what we knew about her was said to us by the tabloids. And with our movie, it's about really being with her as she creates the music. And that's a perspective I don't think we've necessarily felt or seen.
And ladies and gentlemen, here she is performing live for you. It's Amy Winehouse.
Pre-Beehive and before all the attention, Winehouse's talent and self-confidence were already apparent at age 20.
You know, I was thinking of you when I came.
Oh. In this interview on British TV, the host asked her about pressures from her record company.
Have they tried to mold you in any way, though, if people ask you to do things to change the way you look or speak or behave?
Yeah, one of them tried to mold me into a big triangle shape, and I went, no.
She says, yeah, they tried to make me into a triangle.
But I said, no. It was one of the first times I'd seen her in an interview. And I remember just thinking, she's funny and she's so quick.
Taylor Johnson turned to Marisa Abella to portray the singer.
When others came to the audition, they were in the beehive hair and the eye makeup.
Yeah.
Not you.
No, I felt that it was important that I had to inhabit Amy from the inside out.
We met Abella at London's Abbey Road Studios, where she came to record vocals for the film with Winehouse's former band.
How was that?
It was amazing. I mean, it was nerve-wracking, as you can imagine. Not only like incredibly talented session musicians, but they are Amy's band. My first time singing with any band.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's Amy's
yeah,
band.
Exactly.
In auditioning for this, you told Sam that you couldn't really sing?
Yeah. There are jobs that come up where you say, yeah, of course I can ride a horse or I can sword fight. But for this, I didn't want to get it in like the back doorway.
And when Marisa says, I can't sing, you think?
It's okay, because I kept thinking, we'll figure out a way, and that way, I guess, you know, we'll be sort of lip syncing and dubbing. But it also felt unsatisfactory doing it that way. You should be.
In the end, they did not need dubbing. Stronger than me. Hey, Abella trained and sang the entire film. Sam Taylor Johnson was equally obsessed with trying to get every detail right.
How would Amy see this? How would she think? Am I telling this authentic to how she would see it? Would she be mad at me? Am I going to have a bad dream tonight where she comes and tells me it's not good?
You were dreaming about her while you were shooting this?
I was dreaming a lot. Yeah, I was, actually. That slipped.
I'd wake up in the morning and bang out 10 hits by lunch. I need to live my songs.
About 20 years ago, she'd seen Winehouse at this London jazz club where they shot scenes for the film.
She'd stepped down off the stage and just was singing in a sort of very shy and quite fragile way, but with this incredibly powerful voice. And I do remember just thinking, this is something special.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Amy Winehouse's story has long been shaped by public perception. Her father sometimes seen as an enabler, her husband blamed for her drug use. You should be stronger than me. But this film explores the deep connection Winehouse had with them, using the singer's own lyrics and writings as a guide.
I want to be a wife. I want to be a mom.
To the naysayers and critics who say this film, they're profiting from a story with a tragic ending.
Mm-hmm. I think that sometimes when we experience a trauma as a society, like the death of an incredibly loved and respected talent, that trauma and that tragedy can eclipse the success. And I think that this story is putting Amy right back in the center of her story and giving her songs back. You go back to her and I go back
to black. Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/podcast or call 877-290-1880. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
Between Christy Noem saying she shot her dog and RFK saying he found a dead worm in his brain.
Politicians need to go back to lying.
For two decades and counting, HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher has been the forum where some of the biggest names in politics and news debate issues of our time. Front and center for all of it is Bill Maher himself. He's in conversation with our Robert Costa.
Can you make an audience laugh and think at the same time?
Totally, of course.
I don't understand this. No cameras at the Supreme Court. I don't get this. You can film everything in America. You can barely go to the washroom on a plane without it being filmed.
The great thing about laughter is that it's involuntary. So if you laugh at something, something in you tells you that's true. It must be true. I laughed at it. Maybe I wasn't supposed to.
A study of eight developed countries found that U.S. students were dead last in math skills, but number one in confidence in math skills, even though they suck at it. Yes, we're number one in thinking we're number one.
If you catch yourself laughing at something Bill Maher has said lately on HBO's Real Time, his Friday night purge for the past 21 years, just be careful. Next time, the joke could be on you. How long have you been doing this for so long?
This interview? It does seem like it.
Nobody is spared Bill Maher's humor.
Political TV is full of groans and eye rolls.
Or as he sees it, his truth-telling. Not on the right.
If you're going to turn over your party to a foreign power, at least pick the right one. Russia? Are you kidding? It's like the Republic has looked over all the companies they could merge with and pick Sears.
Nor on the left.
You call yourself the resistance? Then fight behind enemy lines. That's what a resistance does. That's the difference between blowing up a tank and tweeting about it. Get out of your echo chamber and infiltrate theirs.
What is the through line through everything you write and everything you say?
Keep it real, you know? Don't be tribal. Don't say something just because that's going to make the audience of one side applaud or boo. Practical solutions as opposed to ideological. And don't pull a punch.
We have a great show.
The 68-year-old Maher has been swinging at targets high and low his entire career, taking his own share of knocks along the way. But he still gladly courts controversy.
The right response to speech you don't like is more speech, not the lazy, cowardly response of canceling people.
That attitude explains the title of his new book. It's compiled from years of Maher's commentary on Real Time.
I wanted to see if the world had changed or I had changed more. I was excavating, reading over all these editorials from years and years and years, and I wanted to find that answer. I speak for the normies, you know. I speak for that, I think, vast middle that is tired of the partisanship. I don't want to hate half the country, and I don't hate half the country.
You write a lot throughout this book that the left irritates you, frustrates you at times, but the right often alarms you.
Yes. They're very alarming. They're extremely alarming. More alarming.
What do you say to your critics, though, who say, then you should just focus on them, Bill? If they're more alarming to you than the left, then why not shine the spotlight on them only?
The truth isn't one-sided like that. The Democrats constantly are running against Trump with the idea, you people out there couldn't possibly vote for this guy. And people are saying, watch me. Hold my beer. Watch me to vote for him again. Instead of just saying, oh, he's lied. We know he's a liar. He's Donald Trump. He can't help himself. He's crazy. I mean, I think literally crazy. I think there's a kind of level of malignant narcissism, which is not just a personality quirk. It's diagnosable, and he suffers from it.
Trump has made over 8,000 false or misleading statements as president. Nothing like this has ever happened before.
If you had him on Real Time, what would you ask him?
Would you please go away?
Have you asked him to come on?
Of course. We've asked everybody. I mean, of that stature. He knows he has an open invitation to come on, but I don't think he really hates me because I think he, this, the amount of times that he goes after me.
He watches the show.
Accidentally. It's always accidentally. He watches it accidentally every week. It's amazing.
In fact, conservatives don't shy away from real time.
He is the former attorney general. Wow. Under Presidents George H.W. Bush and Donald Trump, Bill Barr is on the air.
When Bill Barr came on your show, what did some of your Democratic friends say?
Yeah, this is exactly what I hate about this country. How dare you? How dare you platform someone?
The way I see it, we are moving, becoming a much more secular society, just 55 years.
But that's by free will.
That's good. I mean, it's good that people do have free will.
Oh, good.
Okay, and they should be able, yeah.
So you're going to have to talk to people, and maybe you'll find out that they're not the monsters you think they are. I mean, do I apologize for Bill Barr's, I thought, horrible behavior when the Mueller report came out, and he basically lied about it? I don't. But look, this is what I call a good-as-it-gets Republican. He came out and said Trump lost the election. That's the main thing in the Republican Party right now. Do you believe elections count only if you win?
As good as it gets could well be Marr's motto for politics.
I certainly have my quarrels with the left.
And for life.
To me, these are probably the good old days. It could get a lot worse.
Not wishing for what could be, but recognizing what he sees is real and taking you on if you're not.
You say you're cynical about politics? Don't flatter yourself. Cynical comes when you know too much. You, on the other hand, haven't bothered to learn anything.
MassMutual knows that finances can lead to uncomfortable conversations.
What about that guy who's always trying to get you to invest in his business?
His last idea was generating power with electric eels.
Oh, what about Uncle Paul?
You mean Uncle Audit? How about that coworker who retired early?
She's off the grid, so unless you send a carrier pigeon...
What about,
According to the Financial Educators Council, 39% of Americans don't have someone they can ask for trusted financial guidance. Go to massmutual.com today. Feel comfortable about tomorrow.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
Yeah, I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
They say love conquers all, and this Mother's Day, our Steve Hartman has proof.
For Peggy Means of Dowagiac, Michigan, Mother's Day was just another X on the calendar. Just another day without her daughter. In 2017, Jennifer was critically injured in a car crash. She was 35.
On life support?
Yeah.
And did the doctor tell you she wasn't going to make it?
He said that she's not going to wake up, you know. And of course, I collapsed, you know. It was terrible.
Her only daughter, in a coma, with virtually no chance of ever coming out of it. Hindsight. And yet, Peggy refused to let doctors pull the plug.
Did you question your decision at any point?
No.
Not after year one?
No.
Year two, three, four, five?
Never. I just couldn't let her go.
Yeah. One by one, Jennifer's friends stopped visiting. Even her husband moved on with his life. And yet, almost every day, her mom was there to comfort and care, and always talking to her, as if Jennifer could actually understand, which, of course, she couldn't. Until she could.
It started with a laugh.
Jennifer had been off life support, but still in a coma, when her mom said something funny. And that was it.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
A year later, Jennifer came home. Although she still can't walk and struggles to speak, her mind is sharp and her heart filled with joy.
What's the best part about being back among us? Everything?
Yeah.
She especially loves visiting with her boys. And as for Peggy, the mom who made these moments possible, this Mother's Day may be her best one ever. Because even though she won't be getting flowers or candy, Jennifer can now muster those words that matter most and deliver them as sincerely as they've ever been spoken.
You love your mom.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Please join us when our trumpet sounds again next Sunday morning.
If you like CBS Sunday Morning with Jane Pauley, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.